Hi, friends. Welcome back to Team Grace Ministries Online Bible Studies. I am Catherine Bird, and this is week two of our fall 2015 study. This entire study is about building relationships. And our first week, you'll remember, we talked about celebrating the beauty of you, and that before we can have relationships with other people, we really have to think about the relationship we have with ourselves. Last week, I asked you to think about, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Do you see that beautiful girl of grace that God created with love and care? I asked you to think about meditating on that memory scripture from Jeremiah 1 verse 5 that says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to nations." And I challenged you to reset your brains, to try not to think about beauty as society has defined it for us, but rather to think about beauty through the eyes of God, who created it, who created you. Remember what Psalm 139 verse 14 says. It says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." We know that God doesn't make mistakes and that he thinks that his creation is beautiful. And that was the challenge, was for us to reset our brains and to think about beauty through the eyes of our Creator, not through this distorted looking glass that society has given us. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to dig into for week two. We're talking about relationships beyond ourselves now, and we're going to talk about, I call them our circles of grace. And the reason I call them that is because our circle of grace represents all the relationships that we have in our life, relationships that both we choose and relationships that we don't choose. For example, the relationship you have with your parents is familial. It just simply means that you belong to the same family. Whether you're brought together at birth or through adoption, God orchestrates the dynamic of each family. And while sometimes we probably wish we could choose these relationships, they can be a real blessing. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into what those familial relationships look like in the story of Naomi and Ruth. As we get older, we definitely have more control over the relationships we choose, like friends. But when we're young and we're still living under our parents' protection and guidance, our daughters have to live out relationships that they don't necessarily pick for themselves. You know, an example might be their teacher or their pastor, maybe classmates at school. And I think as we're going to dig into the study, we're going to find that even though they may not be best buds with a classmate or a teammate, and we may not be best buds with someone that we work with or that we attend church with, they're still peripherally part of our circle, and God can use those relationships in a big way. We're also going to start to skim the surface of relationships that we choose. I mentioned friendships. Our daughters definitely have the freedom by this point to pick friends, and that's a huge freedom, and it's a big responsibility as well. We're going to look at the friendship of Jonathan and David. I love what the Bible tells us. In fact, our memory scripture for this week is going to come from this friendship. It's from 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. Listen to what it tells us about the friendship of David and Jonathan. It says, "As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." Wow. Loved him as his own soul. That means there was an instantaneous connection. And perhaps, moms and daughters, this will be a conversation starter for you to talk about why these types of friendships are special. And they're special because these types of friendships are rare. I truly believe with all my spirit that God does not waste any experience. And there are friends that he will bring into our lives for seasons. And there are friends that he will bring into our lives for a lifetime. Regardless of the purpose, friendships can be some of the brightest blessings that God gives us. And they can bless your circle of grace in a big way. And when we forge a friendship with someone, we allow ourselves to be vulnerable. We're open. And that can be a beautiful thing. But mamas, this is also an opportunity to talk with our girls about why it's important to choose our friends carefully. Choosing friends is one of the earliest opportunities for independence that we give our kids. And I can remember my own parents telling me, "Choose wisely." And I remember being frustrated when they didn't necessarily care for a friend that I had chosen for myself. And mamas, this is sensitive territory. Some of the greatest blessings God has given me has been the result of friendships that I have chosen. But on the flip side of that, some of the most painful life lessons that God has allowed me to learn have also been the result of friendships that I have chosen. And when I was younger, listening to my parents try to give me advice about friendships, I wanted to believe that they knew what I was going through. But part of me thought, gosh, they're so much older than me. And it's not that my parents were old, but it's that tween girl. Remember we talked about them straddling the line between being a child and being a teenager, and they're still longing. Their hearts are open to the wisdom that we want to impart to them. And this is important. It's our chance to be vulnerable. These are conversations we should be having with our daughters. We should allow them to see our own friendships when we hurt a friend and we say we're sorry, or when we've been hurt and we show grace. These are wonderful opportunities that God gives us to dialogue with our girls about what friendship should look like. And as the study progresses, we will dig deeper into mean girls and bullies and social media and some of those deeper issues that come along with friendship. But this first week, we're going to focus on what it means to have a relationship, what it means to have a relationship with people we choose, and what it means to have a relationship with people that we don't necessarily choose. And we're also going to start a conversation with our daughters about the type of friend that we would pick for ourselves. In our pilot study group, what I asked our moms and daughters to do, I gave them construction links that were cut down, just little strips of construction paper, and I asked them to write on each link, each little strip of paper, I asked them to write a quality of friendship that they would want their friend to have. And they brainstormed, and these girls came up with, 15, 16, 17 qualities apiece, and they said, this is the perfect friend. And I asked them to put their links together, and then I said, okay, girls, now is this the kind of friend you are? And there was silence in the room. So mamas, I want you to talk with your girls about, yes, these are the characteristics that we want in a friend, but these are also the characteristics that we should try to instill in ourselves. This is a great place to talk about loving your neighbor and what that means. Well, regardless of if you're talking about a friend or an acquaintance, we all have trouble with loving our neighbor from time to time. So that's what this week is about. It's just really digging into that. What is a relationship, and what does the Bible have to say about that? If you will go to katherinebird.net, at the top of the website, there is a little bird that says Bible studies. You will find the rest of the Bible study tools that go along with this podcast. It is subscription-based, but really all that means is that we ask you to sign up through an email, and then you have access to all of the devotion tools. There is a heart check, which is a list of conversation starter questions that go along with each weekly devotion. There is also a suggested mom and me activity. I'm very excited. The suggested mom and me activity for this week is a sleepover. And remember, mamas, these activities are completely optional. They are designed to provide a fellowship opportunity for you and your girls. They're completely optional. And then for you facilitators who are leading small groups, there's also a little segment for you, some tips and tricks and some ideas for activities. And that's it for this week, girls. I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next week. God bless, girls of grace.